This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori. And one of my favorite golf events to watch on TV takes place this coming week, actually, July 9th through the 13th. The American Century Championship, a celebrity golf tournament at Edgewood Tahoe Resort in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. And one of the regulars who plays every year is former NFL quarterback, winner of the 1982 Super Bowl with the Redskins, Joe Theismann. Hey, Joe, welcome to Talkin' Golf.
Thanks, Ann. It's great to be with you.
So you've been doing this for, what, 35 years?
I know. Half my life I've been trying to win this golf tournament. And what I found out is that there was a period of time where you could hit the ball really well and far. And then as time moves on, you know, Father Time's undefeated. So you just keep trying and trying and trying. And that's why I really enjoy watching the Champions Tour, because I can relate to those guys a little bit more than I can to the guys on the PGA Tour or DP Tour, because, you know, they just hit it so far. It's like this young guy that won the tournament this past weekend, 376. I mean, it's and in the fairway, that's the thing that, you know. I mean, a lot of people can hit it far, but I mean, these young players today are just unbelievable how far they can hit it.
So what do you average off the tee these days?
Probably 235, 240. Okay. I can get it out there pretty good. My bugaboo has always been my 5-foot putts, which I don't think I'm alone, to be perfectly honest with you. I think I'm in a pretty vast group of people who have trouble making those length putts, but that's something I work on right now. I can't quite get to the greens as easily as I could. Yeah, I'll give you an example. I played in I used to belong to Old Memorial down in Tampa.
Oh, sure.
We play a seniors member guest. Shortest par 4, 420. Shortest par 5, 535. We started playing these, and I'm saying, didn't somebody get the memo that this is called a senior member guest? You know, you've got to cut us a little bit of slack.
So. I know Chris Sullivan very well. When it first opened.
Yeah, Chris and Bob are very, very good friends.
So what was this tournament, the American Century Championship, what was it like when it first started 35 years ago?
It was bare bones compared to what we see now. We're expecting over 70,000, and I believe Saturday is sold out. For this tournament, American Century does such a great job. It's a great company. They give away 40% of their profits to the Stauer Institute for Research in Diseases. You know, the title sponsor is just incredible. But when we first started 36 years ago, there were about 50 people on the 17th hole, which has now become the signature hole, and about 10 boats in the water on Lake Tahoe. Now there's, you know, 60, 70 boats lined up and 10,000 people, which is really different. You know, golf is so different than any other sport we play for a couple reasons. Number one, you think of the other sports, hockey, tennis, football, basketball, baseball, they're all reactionary. And in golf, and you hit a shot, and then your head gets to play games with you for the next 5 minutes as you walk or ride down the fairway.
So true.
And then you get to the ball, and you've got all these things that you thought about over the last 5 minutes to totally confuse your next shot. And that is the big difference. And why I love golf so much, it is so much a mental game to stay focused on what you need to do and not have your head get involved. And that's why caddies are so important. I think to have a caddy who can sort of get you away from it a little bit mentally and then let you get ready for your shot.
And read your putt.
Gosh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, don't you love it when you get some of these superstar athletes who have never played golf before and think, what could be so difficult about hitting a stationary ball?
It's right. It's not moving. It's not moving. And the other thing, too, is in this particular tournament, the American Century Tournament, which is so cool, most people at the club they belong to, most of the guys that are out there and gals, you know, a two-footer, it's a gimme. Just pick it up. Not in this tournament.
No way.
And that's really something the focus. You'd be surprised how many miss those little short putts.
Plus,
we play on Poana. So if you play in the morning, the leaves haven't started to really grow yet. You play later in the day, and all of a sudden that two-foot putt, if you don't hit it firmly, it's going to wiggle on you. If you miss the cup and you hit it firmly, you're going to have 3 feet coming back. There's the mental part of the game that you really have to deal with.
That's right. That's right. So what do you bring from your football career to golf?
Well, you know, as a quarterback, it's all about the load, the rotation, and the release. And I think in golf, it's pretty similar. You know, you take your setup, you want to be as stationary as you can. You know, Bob Toski was one of the greatest teachers of the game ever. He talked about the golf swing is a rotation around an axis. When people start swaying, bad things start happening. But if you can rotate around an axis and maintain your posture, you have a chance to make good contact. And that's really the one thing I've tried to work on more than anything is being a good contactor of the ball. If you make good contact, got a pretty good chance of decent things happening. If you're swaying and moving all over the place, good luck.
Did you take lessons when you started playing golf? And that's the problem, right?
That is the problem. I was preoccupied with that other sport. And actually, the other thing too, is I had a chance to play professional baseball. I got drafted by the Twins, and baseball has always been a love of mine. And baseball simulates very well to golf.
Sure.
The hockey guys, the baseball players, all those guys really, you know, eye-hand coordination, keeping your head down, staying on the ball. Those are all things that they've done. You know, like I've said in golf, if they want to see what it's like to play football, hit a shot, pose for the shot, and let a 300 guy just knock you to the ground. And let's see how you handle the 18th hole by the time you get there after that.
Right. I know, especially mentally, right? You're seeing stars. Yes, golf, as you say, it's so much between the ears. So, yeah. I mean, could you bring anything from football to golf from a mental standpoint, do you think?
I think it's mental toughness. I think life is mental toughness.
Sure.
You know, I think you really have to be tough mentally to be able to deal with life, to deal with the ups and downs of the game. And, you know, the term cornerback, the defensive backs, if somebody beats them, they have to forget that. You hit a bad shot, and this is the problem with the walk to the next shot, is you can't think about it. You have to focus on the shot that's at hand. And it's much harder to do than it is to say. And I think that's the biggest thing from a football standpoint is you throw an interception, something goes wrong. You have to forget about it. You just have to move on to the next play. It's the same thing with golf. You have to move on to the next shot. And then you really have to assess. As a quarterback, you're reading defenses. You're reading the defensive line. Is the nose tackle shaded into a gap? Is the corner up on, is he pressing the wide receiver? Is he backing off? Is the safety someplace else? Well, on a golf course, you have to navigate, first of all, the lie. You know, what's the lie look like? Is it in the rough? Is it on the fairway? What club do I want to hit? How am I hitting that club that day? You know, sometimes in warmups, you know, I get a feel for how the game's going to go. Am I throwing the ball well or am I struggling a little bit? And that's part of the mental game you have to play to get ready. But there's very similar aspects to both games.
Lots to think about on the golf course. Was there
way
that much to think about as a quarterback? Probably in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love the similarities. I love talking about the analogies between, your chosen sport and golf. But hey, I'm looking at this list of celebrities, and there are a lot of football players on the celebrity list this year. You have Josh Allen, Marcus Allen, Jerome Bettis, Tim Brown, Sam Darnold, Larry Fitzgerald, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Steve
Gosh,
Young. Actually,
yes. Steve.
I think I'm gonna wind up playing with Steve on Friday. I
Oh,
might
he's
wind up
great.
playing with him. And
I
then, of course,
interviewed him years
the
ago.
Kelce brothers are there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce, do you think Taylor Swift will be there to root you guys on?
Gosh, I'll tell you something, it would be a madhouse if she was. It really would. I mean, obviously at a football game, she's in a box, and it's a little bit easier to control the situation. If she was on a course, I don't think you could control it. We would far exceed the amount of people that we would expect. And like I said, we're expecting 70,000 over the course. There's something else that we're doing this year, Ann, that's very interesting, is we've created a fantasy golf concept. If people go to AACFantasyGolf.com, what you can do is you can log on, and it's available now. We're broken down into five groups based upon our ability to play the game. You can choose one from each group, and if you win one day, you get two tickets to next year's tournament. Each day, you can change teams if you'd like. And if you win it all, you get a check for $10,000 to the charity of your choice, and you get tickets, two tickets to next year's tournament. But everything is fantasy now. There's fantasy everywhere. So we've added that fantasy element. So it's accfantasygolf.com. You can log on and choose your team. Like I say, each day you can change if you like. And those are the prizes that are available.
I love that, the interactive part of that. Well, you have Stephen Curry. He won in 2023.
Right.
He's favored by the odds makers. And I remember he had the hole in one, right, in 2023. And then he made an eagle putt on the final hole. I mean, what a round of golf.
Unbelievable. And then Tim Brown had a hole in one last year. Marty Fish won it last year. Tony Romo will be there again. And Tony's won it before a couple times. There's a really solid group of people. I was on the range with Josh Allen a couple of years ago, and there's a trailer at the end of the driving range about 320 out, and he was hitting it over it. It's like, you got to be kidding me to wait, the way these guys play. It's amazing. It really is. Just talent. I mean, it carries over. Like I said, there's such an analogy between the mental aspect of what we did as a living and what they do. John Smoltz has been a winner there before. John's going to be there. Vinny Del Negro. So we're represented in every aspect. One of my favorite people to hit balls next to and be around is Annika Sorenstam.
I love Annika.
Her swing is so sweet, so effortless. Me, it's like I'm driving a hammer. I'm trying to nail a hammer in, drive a nail into a piece of wood. With her, it's just smooth as silk. And I love that tempo. That's why I love watching the LPGA
Sure.
tour. And I love playing in pro-ams with the ladies. I mean, they help you so much. Just they sort of slow things down. I guess the game of golf to so many of us, in the beginning it was at least, is the faster you swing, the harder you swing, the further the ball goes. That's not the case.
No way.
Not the case at all.
It's Hideki great to watch Matsuyama. Monica. She's,
you know, Hideki
so
is another one, right?
Oh, Hideki?
It's slow and sweet. Yeah, just a slow, sweet
right. You
know, swing like that. But Annika's like, you know, she's unbelievable. She really is.
I'm waiting for her to beat the guys. I mean, the greatest female golfer.
Close.
Yeah,
she's been close.
She's been very close in some of the champs. She plays in some of these other celebrity events as well. Well, I know George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers. It's the first time he's playing in this. And I read where he said his anxiety could not be any higher.
He's right. I mean, I remember even now, having played so many years, you step up on the first tee. I guess if you're not nervous, it means you don't care. I'm that's just sort of my analogy. I know some people get up there and it says, oh, it doesn't bother you at all. I've been able to control my emotions a lot more, and you really want to hit a good tee shot. It's just like on tour. No matter what tour you're on, you just want to get off the first tee and sort of set the tempo what you hope will be a good day.
I always tell this story because Padraig Harrington is one of the 12 legends in my book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And I want to talk to you about your book in a second. But he revealed in his chapter that he's not only nervous when he goes to the tee, he's fearful. Do you actually have fear? Can you relate to that, Joe Theismann?
Yeah, I can. Absolutely. I mean, you're afraid of what the results might be. I mean, you hone your skills, you practice, you spend hours trying to get ready, but then it's different when you're out front. It's the same thing when you step into a stadium. You know, Padraig won this weekend on the Champions Tour. And he's playing some terrific golf right now. So is Stewart Cink. I mean, as you can tell, I love golf. I love every aspect of it. I love the mental part of it. I love watching the champion guys play. I love watching our tour guys play, just to see how they handle situations. Watching the U.S. Open, I thought the rough was a little penal there, to be perfectly honest.
To say the least.
That's not a test of golf. That's a test of survival. I mean, they could put that on Survival, the show Survival, and it would be just as entertaining, to be honest with you.
It sounds like you're consumed by the game now, are you?
Yes. Yes. I'm not passionate. I'm obsessive. Absolutely. And my wife says the same thing. Can we talk about something else? Well, okay.
Golf has a tendency to do that. It's very addictive, for sure. Well, what are your thoughts about, say, Keegan Bradley? Do you think he can be not only the captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team, but be a player as well on the team?
I think he's got one of the toughest decisions we've seen in golf in a long time is, you know, winning this tournament, the Travelers, he goes and wins that and plays really, really well. It was a great comeback, by the way. Just stayed real. Talk about resiliency. Okay. Just stayed and hung and hung and hung. All of a sudden he winds up winning it. And then now all of a sudden he has to choose a team. I don't know if there's ever been a captain that's actually played before. I'm not sure.
Arnold Palmer back in the 60s.
Why not? We're looking at Shohei Ohtani do things that Babe Ruth did. Why not have, you know, why not Keegan do what basically Arnold did? I personally would like to see him. I would like to see him play, but I think the responsibilities of the captain. You talk about the mental aspects of the game, and I really think that it would be a little much to play and focus, figure out how you're going to play, who you're going to play, and then how do you work with the other guys? I'd like to see it, but if I was a betting man, I'd say he's not going to play. I just think it would be a lot on his plate, and it wouldn't be fair to the other guys that are on the cup.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are saying his assistant captains, Jim Furyk being one of them, with so much Ryder Cup experience, could step in perhaps in the sessions that Keegan plays. But let's see, more to come on that story for sure.
But you don't want that. You don't want the assistant stepping in. You know, if that was the case, then make Jim the captain. You know what I'm saying? I think the role that he has been chosen for is an honor, a great honor. He knows he can play, but now it's other guys' time to be able to play and lead them. Use your experience to lead them. Even though You know, I think back to the Super Bowl we won in 1982. None of us had ever been there before. There's an excitement that goes with it. There's this anticipation. I mean, you really just get all geeked up to be able to get out and do it. And then in 83, when we went back, it was a little, well, you know, I've been there before, a little bit different and not quite as intense, I guess you could say, as we were in the first one. I think it's a little bit like that for Keegan. Now, I'd like to see him just be the captain, to be honest with you.
Any football predictions for this season, Joe Theismann?
Don't count Kansas City out. I mean, just, you know, Travis is going to come back with a vengeance, to be honest with you. And the Eagles are just a tough one. Our Commanders scared the living daylights out of the Eagles last year. Detroit has two new coaches when you look at that division. Chicago with new coaches there. And of course, Pittsburgh with the newly minted quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, is there. And Aaron will be in the tournament as well. And I actually think Aaron's going to have a really good year. You know, when he was with the Jets over the last couple of years, he was, whether he had the title or not, he was the assistant general manager. He was making personnel decisions. He wanted this guy. He wanted that guy. Now he gets a chance to just go play football in Pittsburgh. And we'll get a chance to see, you know, how much gas is in the tank. I think there's a lot.
Do you think his age will be a factor at this point? Guy's over 40 years old.
It's not anymore. I mean, you look at Tom and some of the other guys that have played into their 40s. You know, it's a different era. They take care of themselves. They have nutritionists. They have masseuses. They have exercise programs that keep them fit all year round. And they last longer. I mean, when I got hurt at 35, that was one of the older guys in the league. At 35, they couldn't get you out quick enough. Nowadays, you're 40 and you're probably going to sign as a backup, excuse me, and wind up making $5-6 million a year. You know, 1984, and I was the fourth highest paid player in the National Football League at $1 million a year.
Wow.
My, how times have changed. And then you look at the purses on tour. You look at the numbers now for everybody on tour. And the millionaires, they go into the hundreds now because of the purses that are available. And I feel this way. There's been a lot of water run under the bridge in my life, and I'm thankful for every opportunity I had. And I don't begrudge these young people one bit for getting everything they can and enjoying life and having the opportunity. If the resources are there to be able to earn them, go get them and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.